Hi, wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. Welcome to Forbes India's One Thing Today in Tech. I'm Hari Arakli. Terry Gao, the founder of Foxconn, one of Apple's biggest contract manufacturers, is entering the contest to be Taiwan's next president as an independent candidate with elections due in 2024. But first, a couple of other headlines that caught my attention. Intel plans to release a new data center chip next year, brand named Sierra Forest, that will handle more than double the amount of computing work that can be done for each watt of power used, Reuters reports. At a semiconductor technology conference held at Stanford University in Silicon Valley, Intel said this chip will have 240% better performance per watt than its current generation of data center chip, the first time the company has disclosed such figures, according to Reuters. ASUS yesterday refuted a report from earlier this week out of Taiwan that it would pull the plug on its Zenfone series of Android smartphones, 9to5 Google reports. The company asked users to stay tuned for updates on its 2024 products in its two smartphone lineups, the Republic of Gamers phones and the Zenfones. Now, for the one thing today, Terry Gao, the founder of Foxconn Technology Group, one of Apple's biggest contract manufacturers, which is also expanding its operations in India, is entering the contest to be Taiwan's next president as an independent candidate, with elections due in 2024. While the pundits don't expect the 73-year-old entrepreneur to win, with the current Vice President William Lai of the Democratic Progressive Party seen as the popular candidate, Gao's entry is significant due to his more conciliatory approach towards China. Gao stepped down as Foxconn chief in 2019 and made a presidential bid that year, CNBC notes. He dropped out after failing to win the nomination for Taiwan's main opposition party, the Kuomintang, or KMT, which traditionally favors close ties with China, according to CNBC. "The era of entrepreneurs' rule has begun," CNBC quoted him as saying at one of the election rally-style gatherings he's been addressing lately. "Give me 4 years and I promise that I will bring 50 years of peace to the Taiwan Strait and build the deepest foundation for the mutual trust across the strait," Gao said to Taiwanese voters, according to CNBC. He needs 1.5% of the nation's voters to sign up to back him for him to be eligible to contest the elections as an independent candidate under Taiwan's rules. That's about 300,000 people, according to CNBC. The Associated Press puts that number at 290,000. "I will definitely not allow Taiwan to become the next Ukraine," he said at a press conference yesterday, Associated Press reports. Gao founded Foxconn, also known as Honhai Precision Industry, in 1974 in Taipei, Taiwan. From making electrical components and parts for television sets, the company has grown to become one of the world's largest and most influential electronics manufacturers for customers including Apple, Microsoft and Sony. In 2022, about 70% of the $215 billion equivalent of Foxconn's revenue came from China, according to the Wall Street Journal. Gao is an advocate of resuming talks to iron out a lasting framework for peace between China and Taiwan that broke down in 2016. The bone of contention is China's assertion that Taiwan is a part of itself under a so-called 1992 consensus that articulates a one-China vision. In an opinion for Washington Post in July, Gao disagreed with what he described as the policy of the current Taiwanese government under President Tsai Ing-wen to walk away from the one-China framework. In his view, Taiwan's long-term future rests with the Chinese. "Taiwan's democracy, its economic dynamism, and its strong defense owe much to the American people," he wrote. "That support is still important," he added. "But there comes a time when a people has to assume principal responsibility for itself, not accept a tutelage that becomes an unhealthy dependency," he wrote in that opinion piece. A more pro-China government in Taiwan has significance for India, from giving China greater ability to project its geopolitical power in the Indo-Pacific region to the potential impact on India's electronic supply chain and its nascent EV sector. Foxconn entered India in 2006 and set up its first factory in the country at Sriperumbudur near Chennai. Today, the company's operations range from assembling the latest iPhones to supplying parts like printed circuit board assemblies for battery management systems, dashboards, peripheral controlling units, and drive control modules for India's electric vehicle startups such as Ather Energy in Bengaluru. Foxconn is investing billions of dollars in India, which is looking to establish its own semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem. Foxconn pulled out of a semiconductor fab partnership with India's Vedanta Group recently, citing delays, which is seen as a bit of a setback for India's ambitions in this sector. But the Taiwanese company has said it remains committed to growth in India. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at forbesindia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.